Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. A little Dire Straits bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever's going on, if you got something you're excited about or frightened about, we got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Darlene Price. She's soon to be not a new friend. We'll have her back soon and talk some more about this. Her book is called Well Said. She's an expert in communication and helping you and me put our best foot forward with our voice, with our face, with our words, with our message. Darlene, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book. It's just out now, right?
It is, Jim, this month, and thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome, and folks, check this out wherever books are sold. Darlene, what is, if you were sitting down in front of a business person right now, here we are in the, you know, still in the threshold of the second decade of the 21st century, and they said, okay, I've got a few minutes. What is your best advice for me in putting my best foot forward in the marketplace? What would you say to them?
First of all, Jim, I would say when you think about public speaking or presenting yourself or your message to another person or a group of people, it is about connection, not perfection. It's about connection, not perfection. People shy away from face-to-face communication, shy away from public speaking, because there's a misnomer that it has to be perfectly delivered or perfectly said,
right.
And it does not. We as human beings just want to feel a connection with one another. So that's the first thing. To
authenticity,
get the
don't
idea
we?
Of perfection,
I mean,
out of
authenticity is not perfection, is it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is not. Perfection doesn't exist, right? So
right.
To have a quest for it is not very helpful. So the first thing would be just think of connecting with that human being. And that, interestingly, in the title is why I chose to add the word conversation, because a presentation is just an extension of a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's delivering a formal stand-up presentation or leading a sit-down conversation with a few colleagues, even, Jim, we were speaking earlier about the virtual world,
mm-hmm.
One of the biggest requests I get now is help in presenting via webinars, the
yeah.
virtual presentation,
right.
where you're not there to see the nonverbal. All of those things you can still connect vocally, through your words, through your emotions, and most importantly, and this would be the second thing to consider, is the audience. You know, in my workshops, I start out waving a $100 bill and say, who would like to win this $100 bill? If so, then tell me, what's the number one element in every presentation? Well, you can imagine the hand shoot up,
right.
body language, voice, enthusiasm, content, PowerPoint. No, you're right. The number one element is the audience. And in 20 years, I've only had to give that $100 bill away less than 10 times. Because the first thing we think of, unfortunately, is not our audience, it's ourselves. And therein lies the difficulty of persuasive, connected presentations.
Is right.
When it's self-focused or eye-focused, of course, we lose impact because people are interested in themselves, so we must start.
When you say know your audience, tell us about that a little bit more. Does that mean we know what motivates them? Does it mean we know where they've come from? Does that mean we know why they are in particular in the room? What does that mean?
Yeah, the book has 20 questions to investigate, but I would say the top three are certainly in a business presentation, knowing the basics, who they are, their title, their day-to-day business obligations and responsibilities, their demographics, or just generally, who is my audience, so you know to whom you're speaking. Secondly, very importantly, what are their problems, their pain points? What keeps them up at night? What are their hassles and challenges?
And a lot of this, folks, is part of the qualifying process. If it's customers, if it's prospects, this is what you should have known. I mean, you should have discovered in the qualifying process. If you're delivering a proposal and you don't know your audience, then you haven't done the complete homework on the qualifying process.
Exactly. You know, I have the privilege of working with one of the largest retail stores in the world, clothing retail stores. We all probably shop there at least annually. And they have a trick. They believe that one of their reasons for selling more clothing than anyone else on the planet is because they have the most mirrors in their stores, Jim. The most mirrors, meaning when people can see themselves.
Oh, that works. That works for me every time, darling.
you see that you look fabulous in that makeup.
I'm always checking my makeup in the mirror. Yeah.
So that's what happens, obviously, in a presentation when in that opening and in those opening few seconds and first couple of minutes when we're able to hold up a mirror, show that audience themselves, show them that we understand their pain point and mm-hmm. that we can help them, that our message helps solve that pain point. Bingo. Mm-hmm. That's when you have a persuasive presentation. And it needs to be accomplished ideally in the first 3 to 5 minutes of the presentation.
Yep. That it's really important that everybody is on the same on the same theme early on. Otherwise you spend a lot of time that you're probably gonna waste. In fact, the more you talk without being in touch with your audience, the more you just irritate them. Darlene, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back?
Oh, Jim, I would love to come back.
We'll have you back again real soon. And thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. Look forward to next time.
The book is called Well Said, folks, and it's outstanding. You'll like it. Check it out wherever books are sold. Darlene Price. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.